it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Now we're feeling what not having hope feels like, you know?
Yeah, we know. Go away. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, off today. Sending Roberto out on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. They give us a lot of love. We love them right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. Yes, it is. Whether you're heading out the door right now, if you're going to the gym, if maybe you're just getting up, drinking a cup of coffee and you're clicking on your computer to see where the emails are and all that kind of good stuff. Well, guess what? You can get you some Spano and Black. And what I mean is, it's all the devices. It's all the platforms. It's Stitcher. It's iHeart. It's TuneIn. Like I said, you're in the bathrobe and you're sitting down to the computer and you know, flip open your laptop or your PC if you're a little bit old school like I am. Go to Sports Byline USA. Click on the Listen Live button. There we are. You can get any of the stuff that was played yesterday, day before that. You get the idea. And you can get into the archive and get any of the interviews that we have done either on this show or any other of the other shows here on the network. So that's all available to you right there with just a click of a button. As you go forward, you've got the devices starting to move around. You're starting to move out the door. Whether it's your Android, whether it's your iPhone, whatever the drill is, all those platforms I talked about are available. You just download the app and off you go. So you're getting a little exercise, you're taking your morning walk, whatever the circumstances are. Wait, don't forget. For us, the American Forces Radio Network. You know, all these kids, these guys and girls, they get out there and they protect our sorry behinds on a day-in, day-out basis. We try to give them a little bit of a taste of home right here in the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and specifically this show. We'll be back to talk about it right after this.
It's here, the biggest flooring event of the year, Lumber Liquidators 14th Annual April Sale, with 5 days of once-in-a-lifetime prices on top-quality North American and European laminate from 49 cents, pre-finished hardwood from just $1.19, bamboo from $1.39, get wood-look waterproof floors from 59 cents, limited-time deals on small lots from 29 cents, and more, plus special financing. Don't miss it. New deals added daily. Get to the April Sale at Lumber Liquidators today.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
As spring brings new color to the world, why not bring new color to your walls? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the 4-Day Super Sale and save 40% off paints and stains April 21st through the 24th. With such great deals, you can give your whole home a color makeover. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hot damn, now you're talking.
Well, indeed we are. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out of the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Got a big show in front of a really big show in front of us. A lot of basketball. Other storylines is I've lost one of the great loves of my life to another man. I'm really depressed about that. We'll talk a little Serena Williams and her happy announcement going forward. And at 25 after hour two, we'll talk to Daniel Jacobs, who is a boxer. Some of you may know his story. Some of you may not. And here's a kid who has overcome a lot in his life, including a bout with bone cancer, a very rare form of bone cancer, and has come back to maintain his boxing career and fought Triple G not too long ago, lost, but is certainly still on a path to have a very successful career. And he's going to be honored this upcoming Saturday with a day for him. And, you know, guess what? It's well-earned. He has really overcome a lot of things. It's going to happen at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, and it's going to be Danny Jacobs Day, and that's pretty cool. So we'll talk to him at 25 after hour number two. You know, bouncing back to yesterday, as I was up on Twitter, and there are a whole bunch of people that liked my tweet about death of the coward Aaron Hernandez. Lived like a punk, died like a punk. And that's exactly how it went down. You know, I have no shortage of humanity for people who know me, but the reality is that's how it went. And that's how he led his life. He wanted to be a gangster. Well, he got his wish. So I'm not going to waste any more oxygen on him. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to chime in. And again, plenty to talk about here in the world of sports. We're going to start with the basketball, but other things that we will get to as well. And, you know, including a decision that I always find questionable in the National Football League, especially for teams on the rise. And, you know, we'll talk a little NFL as well. But with that being said, let's go to the NBA. I hear there were games last night. There were, We watched a lot of basketball here on the Attack, whether it's Joe or myself. And every time the playoffs come around, we think we know what's going to happen. Most of the time we do. Many times we don't. And, you know, in the instance of Washington and Atlanta, you have a team on the rise and a team that's trying to rebuild on the fly. And look, there's nothing wrong with the Hawks. Coach Bud hasn't learned to not coach. He has got dumb, let's put it that way. And you know, but he's also in his roster, which is being redone as you know, this year, last year, going to be going on down the line. It's a team that is not, as I said in the previews going into this series, their big three doesn't match up against the big three of Washington. It just doesn't play out that way. And if you want to call Gortat one of the big three, or you could call it Marquise Morris is maybe one of their big three. But either way, break it down even further, big two, Wall and Beal. You got Millsap and Schroeder. Dwight Howard doesn't count in that big three anymore. He's not a star player anymore. You know. And last night showed you why. Now that the Wizards have learned to play nice together, that they can overcome adversity. And they're growing together as a team, and they're going to be a real threat to come out of the East. Now, look, I'm not projecting that they're going to win an NBA championship, and I'm not projecting that this is going to be the year where everybody's going, oh, my God, look at the Washington Wizards. But they've been in the playoffs before. They have gotten their nose bloodied in the playoffs before. In some areas, they're a veteran team. In some areas, they're a young team. Wall is no kid anymore. He's right in his prime. Beal is young, but he's right in his prime. Gortat is older, but can still do exactly what he needs to do, which is double-double pretty much every night. Otto Porter, there's still moments where it doesn't come together for him, but he certainly has progressively improved his game in the NBA. And Morris is a work in progress. You know, their bench is solid. And they're just a better team than the Hawks, as they proved in last night's 109-101 victory. Now, you know, Beal did not shoot particularly well. He ends up with 31 points. But you go through three quarters, and he's 6 of 18. Nope. Shooter's conscience, man. Closer mentality. Beal and Wall took over the game in the fourth quarter. 20 of the last 21 points. And they win 109-101. You know, this was a game that Atlanta had a real good opportunity to win. Leading after three. And, you know, a big 35-point third quarter. But then Washington flipped it. And that's the mark of a team that's figuring it out. They're like, okay, you're trying to steal one here at home. You had the massive third quarter. They answered it right back with 35 of their own. And that was it. It was the difference in the ballgame. You know, these guys are maturing right before our eyes. It's that backcourt is going to be dealt with for the foreseeable future in the East. They're going to keep them both. You know, like I said, down by four. A lot of fouls in this game. Both Morris and Otto Porter were in foul trouble. You know, Millsap came up big for Atlanta. Schroeder scored 23, and Dwight Howard was invisible. As Dwight Howard often is in these situations. Hawks came up small in a lot of areas. They came up big on defense. Held Washington down to 16 fast break points. But they shot 0 of 8 from 3 points. You know. He just wasn't playing well. You know, and Budenholzer, you know, look. You can knock him for maybe not going with one of his big three. Howard had a bit of an attitude afterwards. I don't know why I didn't get back. Well, I know. You weren't playing well. You played 20 minutes. You took 5 shots. You know, don't forget, it at one point in time, Dwight Howard would be the guy on defense that you were saying to yourself, all right, anything that's going down the lane, he's going to deal with. he doesn't rotate well off the pick and roll anymore. You know, he still rebounds, no question about it. But it's all garbage time points for him. Now, he doesn't move particularly well. He gobbles up every rebound that he can get his hands on. That's still a strength of his game. Not that he's bad. You know, Dwight in many ways has taken a bad rap over the years. But in reality, he's had a very, very solid career. He just hasn't evolved into the greatness that everybody thought was going to be there. At one point, he was one of those guys. But that time has come and gone at age 31. We'll break the game down further on the other side. I'm Bob Black. This is the Spano and Black Attack. Don't go anywhere.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping plus a complimentary easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay and deductible, supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's a travesty.
I wouldn't go that far, but Dwight Howard's game, as we pick up right where we left off, was not great last night in 19 minutes. 6 points, 7 boards. As usual, he rebounds. An assist, a turnover, a steal, but 4 personal fouls in his 19 minutes, and that was a big reason why he was not on the court. You know, look, Millsap is doing everything he can do. Schroeder is doing everything he can do. It's just they're just not quite good enough. Schroeder will be better as he grows into the role. This is his first year as the starter. Needs to be a little more creative in getting his teammates involved. Tim Hardaway Jr. has done a nice job of presenting himself as a decent scoring option. But they have a big hole at the small forward. You know, Bazemore off the bench does some good work for them. Muscala is a solid player. Again, they're trying to rebuild on the fly. So they're going to have to either attract people through free agency or hit a home run, an unexpected home run in the draft to get this team up to the next level. Because you look even on the back end of their bench, it's populated now by Jose Calderon and Sheffaloza and Mike Dunleavy. And, you know, guys that have bounced literally from team to team to team to team to team because of the fact that they're just not very good. They will give you moments every now and then off the bench, but they really at this point in their careers can't be a part of your rotation because there's just no level of consistency. And they've been eclipsed by younger, more athletic, more talented players who can get up and down the court a little faster. I mean, for crying out loud, I can beat Jose Calderon down the court. Ilyashova now, for them, has become a vagabond. He's a guy literally now that, what's this, five teams now that he's on? Six teams? Something along those lines? It's crazy. And you go over to the other side of the court, this is a team now that has come into its own in a maturity level. And like I said, you know, here it was, they were down after three quarters. And this is a game that a young team loses. And we talk about this all the time. When you're a team like Atlanta and you have the opportunity to get back into the basketball game and you don't get over the hump, you know, you get it tied, maybe you get up a point, you almost always lose the basketball game. They were up after three. 4 points, 3 points, 4 points, whatever it was. Washington just stormed back. You know, it was a choppy game. Lots of players were in foul trouble. Porter got in foul trouble. Morris got in foul trouble. We talked about Dwight Howard. He was in foul trouble. Bazemore had five. Oubre had four. You know, so there were a lot of fouls being called. But Wall and Beal took that game over, as they are expected to do at this point in their careers. It's exactly what the coach wants. Take it over. It's the fourth quarter. It's your game. Ball is in Wall's hand, and he will win an MVP award one of these years. He's just now figuring it out, but he is prime time. Made both of his threes. Beal couldn't throw in the ocean for three quarters, but ended up making 4 out of 10 on his threes. Just enough from the outside to make it work. Rest of their work, it was either free throw line, and Wall was 12 of 15, so he got it done. Millsap made his for Atlanta. He was 14 of 15. So it was leveled out. It wasn't like the fouls tilted it one way or the other. But it was a choppy game that it was a hard time for anybody to get into a rhythm. You know, Atlanta 33 of 38 with the free throws and 24 of 33 for Washington. So, you know, pretty balanced. So no complaint there. What you could make the argument in is that the referees took the flow out of the basketball game, but these guys were playing physical last night. So it was understandable. But, you know, again, Gortat in the middle, he's the guy that didn't get into foul trouble. So he played 35 minutes. And Muscala couldn't deal with him. He ended up with the five fouls. You know, don't forget, they're two big men. Nine fouls overall in the middle. Gortat didn't give it up. Bogo couldn't throw it in the ocean yesterday for Washington. in his 22 minutes, 6 points, 1 of 7 shooting, 1 of 5 from three. Everything clamps up a little bit. You know, Brandon Jennings given quality minutes. And that's how key is that? You know, for those of us up here in New York who were watching him play, he was just never a fit because he was moving too quickly for the rest of the offense. And I didn't think it was his fault. I kind of wish the Knicks had held on to him and moved Derrick Rose. But, you know, to be honest about it, I understand why they let Jennings go. But this is an offense in Washington. They play small ball. They move the ball quickly. They're up and down the basketball court. It's perfect for Jennings. As long as he doesn't get out of control, he can give you those quality minutes where he spells one or both of the backcourt guys. You know, Beal played 42 minutes and Wall played 39. So it wasn't like they got a whole hell of a lot of time. But Jennings was effective when he was in here in his 16 minutes, 10 points, 4 boards, 2 assists. Didn't turn the ball over. Made both of his free throws. It's exactly what you want. So Washington goes up 2-0. It'll go to Atlanta. You know, this will probably be a six-gamer. I could see Atlanta winning a couple of games. But Washington's just the better team, as we've been talking about throughout this series. And unfortunately for Atlanta, and you know, again, it's a 4 versus 5, so this is the kind of matchup you expect. Atlanta will be fine. Again, rebuilding on the fly. When you're rebuilding on the fly, and you have some veterans, and they do, you know, Millsap's no kid. He's 31 years old. Dwight's 31. So they're going to have to figure out exactly what they want to do. They committed some money. As it stands right now, Atlanta's sitting at 19. And, you know, the playoffs will determine how far they go. And there'll be some guys in that area that can make a bit of a contribution. Adebayo out of Kentucky. Luke Kennard, shooting guard. There's some small forwards, some pretty good ones that'll be available at that point in time. Even some European players. But there'll be some small forwards available who can play. Justin Jackson should be around that area. And then some second round stuff as well. They got the back end. I think they got the last pick in the second round. But, you know, again, when you win, which is what they've done pretty consistently over the last decade, it's very tough to get that quality guy, that guy that's going to make any level of difference on your team. But they can start to rebuild. And this is where, if you're a team, you take a flyer on a younger guy. And you hope that he's the guy that pans out for you, that he's the guy that develops. You know, again, in the NBA, man, you know what the drill is. You bring in these kids, they're freshmen. Some of them end up evolving into nothing. Some of them, all of a sudden, they star for you in a few years. And trust me, it can happen. Yeah, and they're not out of this series yet. It's going to be difficult for them. And as I said, I truly believe the better team will come out of this, and the better team is Washington. But I'm a big admirer of their organization, Coach Bud, the way they go about doing their business. Like I said, I wouldn't have necessarily made the obligation to Dwight Howard. But that being said, they did. And they'll get another year or two out of him before he starts to fade. So be it. Rockets 115, Oklahoma City 111. Oklahoma City had this game for three quarters. But you can see it start to fade away at the back end of the third quarter. And Houston pulls away in the fourth. for the 4-point victory. Russell Westbrook did everything he can do. Harden, 35 points, 4 boards, 8 assists. Russell, 51, 10, and 13. They've got to get more scoring options on that team. They play very good defense. If you can hold Houston 115, you've, believe it or not, you've played very good defense. But with that being said, there's nobody really there to pick up the scoring slack. And that's something they're going to have to address in the offseason. You know, maybe it's on the team. Maybe it's not. Maybe Sabonis evolves into one of those guys. We'll find out. One thing we did find out is Houston's going to win the series. We'll be back to talk about it on the other side. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with the Sherwin-Williams Tip of the Week. Give your home a new look with a fresh coat of paint in the latest color. Get started by removing all drapes, cover plates, and pictures. Next, move the furniture to the center of the room and cover with plastic drop cloths. Fill gaps and sand smooth. Remove dust from walls and tape off woodwork. Now you're ready to paint. Do the ceiling first. Now a word from Sherwin-Williams.
As spring brings new color to the world, why not bring new color to your walls? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the 4-day super sale and save 40% off paints and stains April 21st through the 24th. With such great deals, you can give your whole home a color makeover. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
All right, people, let's move like we got a purpose.
Yeah, we got a purpose. All right. Welcome back to the Attack at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. And, of course, 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. And talking about Houston OKC, you know, look, you've got a team that has a star, no other stars on the team, some good supporting players, but not great. And they're going to have to get it done there. And unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you're looking at it, you don't want to lose. But when you look at it and you say to yourself in OKC, all right, what do we do to turn this around? Well, you know, Sam Presti is no dummy. He doesn't want to lose, but he also understands that part of it will come through the draft if they luck out, and the other part of it will be getting a second banana to play Robin to Westbrook's Batman. And, you know, it's not, you're not in a situation there where you're going to bottom out, but what you do have to worry about is that maybe Westbrook leaves at some point in time. And, you know, how do you appeal to a superstar that's out there? Any superstar, you know, just. And get them to commit and come in and play with Russell Westbrook. And you know, let's be honest about it. It's, you know, they got him this year. They got him next year. And then there's a player option to get out 2018, 2019. Now, they can match, and it wouldn't be tough to match because the dead cap hit at that point is $30 million. And he's unrestricted in 2019. So, you know, he's 28 years old. When his option is there, he'll be flat on 30, 31. At that point, he will have to decide whether or not staying in OKC is the thing to do, or do you try to get that last contract and ride off into the sunset as a winner? Because as constituted, this team, they're not going to win any rings in the next 2 years. It's not going to happen. Not unless there's a miracle. So how does that work for you? You know, do you go into Sam Presti and do you say, get me out of here. Get me to a team that can win. He's certainly not going to go to a team that's in the lottery right now with maybe a couple of young players. I mean, suppose the Knicks. He's not going to the Knicks. The only way he would go to the Knicks is if after the 2017-2018 season that all of a sudden there was magic with Porzingis, and I don't mean Magic Johnson. They hit the home run in the draft. They got the guy to be the second guy or maybe the first guy. And he comes in and he's the finishing touch on that kind of team. Well, there's a bunch of those in the NBA that have a good young player or prospectively great young player on their roster. You know, it would be much more appealing if New Orleans re-ups Boogie to after next year going down to New Orleans and trying to win a ring down there with those two big men. That kind of scenario. So Presti has some heavy lifting to do. And, you know, again, Russ is playing a one-man show in the draft. They're going to be pretty much in the same position as Atlanta. There's going to be some attractive options available. But they're going to have to do some creative work to get a guy that can really have an impact. And I got to find somebody that can score. It's literally flat out that. He can't average 32 points a game and be the only guy on the team that's in the 20s. Can't do it. You're not going to win. Yeah. You look at what went on for Houston last night. That was incredible. Harden, you know, starting on this team don't matter for anybody except James Harden. Patrick Beverley's in heaven. He never thought he'd score this many points as in his NBA career. Ryan Anderson had 4 points, no problem. Trevor Ariza, 4 points, no problem. We'll get Eric Gordon in there. He'll drop 22 on you. Lou Williams, he'll drop 21 on you. You know, again, it wasn't a great game for Houston. They struggled, but they did answer one question. When they were facing adversity and when they were behind, could they do the job and come out of it? Well, they could, because their style, Mike D'Antoni's system, will wear people down, especially when it's a one-man show on the other side. I mean, Westbrook was 17 of 43 yesterday. Couldn't make his threes. Made his free throws. But there was, you know, aside from Doug McDermott, there wasn't anybody on the team that was doing anything for him. You know, Jeremy Grant chipped in a little bit. But Oladipo, 41 minutes, 11 points. Roberson, 37 minutes, 12 points. Steven Adams has become the forgotten man. He can't be happy with the way this is going down. 27 minutes, 5 points. Took 3 shots. He never sees the ball. And Enes Kanter, in this situation, he's almost nailed to the bench, because he just cannot get up and down the court fast enough. And this is, you know, here's where the contrast is. If Russell Westbrook was playing in an up-tempo system, he'd be doing exactly what he's doing right now, but there would be more people getting involved. Right now, OKC plays in a quasi-up-tempo system, depending on which big man is on the court. But since Adams isn't an integral part of the offense, when he comes off and Kanter goes on, they slow it down because the ball has to be dumped inside. And that can't work against the Rockets. Enes Kanter would be sitting there with his head between his legs and his tongue hanging out. Just doesn't work. So Billy Donovan's in a real dilemma here. It's not that he's coaching a bad series. It's just that the only hope he has of winning said series rests entirely on the shoulders of Russell Westbrook. And if they were going to take advantage, last night was the game that they were going to take advantage in. And they couldn't do it. They just ran out of gas. And you could see it. Houston was still flying up and down the court. And OKC couldn't keep up. And ultimately, that was the difference in the basketball game. Everything was relatively even. You know, free throws were relatively even. Ten difference, but not to the point where you're saying to yourself, you didn't get a fair shake at home. 24 of 28 for OKC. 28 to 37 for the Rockets. The big difference in this basketball game was, again, you know, and this is Rockets game, 11 to 29 from three. OKC was 7 to 30. It's a difference in the game right there. They can't shoot from the outside. So, I mean, as they're sitting there and they're looking at their draft board in this upcoming, just shooters. I mean, it's unfortunate for them, and they only have one draft pick as of right now. But they have to get a shooter. Somebody. There's got to be somebody else on that court that can take the load off of Westbrook. They got to do some chair shuffling in this offseason. And again, I'm writing obituaries here on series that haven't been decided. But in reality, that's what it's about. You know, there's some intrigue in the first round. We've certainly seen where it's coming into play. There's not much intrigue in this series other than the fact that the two MVP candidates are going up against one another. Because it's just not a good matchup for OKC. Yeah, it's unfortunate for them, but it's the way it is. Go to the last game. and we'll start on it here and then finish it up in a small segment. But Warriors, you know, Kevin Durant on the bench, no problem. You know, oddly enough, it's a very strange thing to say, JaVale McGee, of all people, after all the years of struggle and everything else, has found a home with the Golden State Warriors. In 13 minutes, chips in with 15 points and 5 boards and contributes. Steph with 19, complete balance here. Klay Thompson, 16. Zaza, 10. Draymond with 6, but 12 boards and 10 assists. Yeah, he's that good. And, you know, the Trailblazers are just completely overmatched. Vonleh played. I was surprised. I'm sorry, Nurkic did not play. I was not surprised. Vonleh played in his place. Ineffective in 19 minutes. 3 points, 3 rebounds. McCollum had a human game. Lillard had a human game as Golden State clamped down on defense. Your leading scorer was Mo Harkless. You'll lose the game. 110-81. It's, you know, even with Livingston out, even with Durant out, just this team in this situation cannot match up. They're going to go home to Portland. If Nurkic plays, they'll win a game. But I'm going to be real curious to see whether or not he plays or not. As I talked about throughout this playoff match thus far, if this kid does not need to be on the court, if he's close but no cigar to being ready, if he feels uncomfortable going out on the basketball court, do not put him out there. Because this is a team, I'll say it right here, they'll finish no lower than a 4 seed, barring catastrophic injury next year. And I could see them throwing a scare into the 3 seed and the 2 seed next year. We know who the number 1 seed is going to be already. But, you know, don't do it. You're not going to win this series. Don't risk this kid. We'll finish it up right there on the other side. I'm Bob Black. This is the Spano Black Attack. Don't go anywhere.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD, plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
When, boy, when are you going to get your act together?
Yeah, Kevin Durant bringing it now. Durant hurt, no problem. You know. They brought him back fast anyway. He'll have a couple of days off. And they may even hold him out another game. It was a smart move yesterday. They didn't need him. This is an overmatched Trailblazer team that will continue to get better. And like I said, you know, it when you have the luxury of being as good as Golden State is, and let's put it this way. If Portland was in the East with a healthy Portland team, their big three, I'd give a shot at coming out. That's how good I think this team is going to be in a year. But they're not right now. Golden State, it was their game from beginning to end. They opened up whoop-ass in quarter one, 33-17. Trailblazers, to their credit, didn't fold and go away. They came back with a 29-22 second quarter. But again, 28-12 in the third that created the blowout, and then bye-bye. So long, farewell. You know, it's, to me, the storylines are this. Golden State, get healthy. Trailblazers, don't take any chances with your franchise big man. It's, you can safely go into next season thinking, we have a legitimate big three here in McCollum, Lillard, and Nurkic. So, you know, this is a learning experience, as we're fond of saying here. It's a teachable moment. And what you can teach your players here, if you're Portland, is look across the bench at Golden State and see how it's done. Well, that's it for hour one of the attack. Come back. We got more fun and frivolity and a guest as well, as Daniel Jacobs will join us at 25 after the next hour. Don't go anywhere.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The veterans have poured out their sweat and blood and tears for this country for so long.
and it's time that they're recognized, and it's time that we now take care of them properly.
President Trump, as he put his signature on a new veterans health care bill, the legislation extends a program that gives veterans access to private sector health care.
This new law is a good start, but there is still much work to do.
The law crafted to respond to the crisis at the VA involving overcrowding and long wait times. The company that owns Holiday Inn, Crown Plaza, and several other major hotels say people who stayed at its hotels last fall through the end of the year need to check their credit card bills for suspicious transactions. Intercontinental Hotels Group says a malware attack stole consumer information at check-in. This is USA Radio News.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for INeedGold.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, INeedGold.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. INeedGold.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. It's a secret market of gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-773-1933. Toll free, 855-PRE-1933. Or go to INeedGold.com.
The O'Reilly Factor is on, kind of.
No, the O'Reilly Factor is not on at all anymore, as Bill O'Reilly says allegations that led to his ouster at Fox News are, quote, completely unfounded. But in a statement, he expresses his deepest gratitude to the viewers and does wish Fox only the best. That after the network announced yesterday it's cutting ties with the host of the top-rated program, The O'Reilly Factor, after a recent New York Times report claimed that he paid a total of $13 million to several women to settle sexual harassment claims. Amid Syrian denials, an intergovernmental organization says there is no doubt that Syria used chemical weapons on civilians this month.
The Nobel Peace Prize-winning Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons made that announcement on Wednesday. The group said incontrovertible test results show that sarin gas or a similar substance is what killed at least 87 people, some of them children.
That's correspondent Mark Mayfield reporting. We're powered by WesternJournalism.com. It's USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
Northeast Ohio's trying to dry out after torrential downpours leave some communities literally underwater there. This woman saying she was rescued from flooding.
I'm scared. I'm nervous. I don't know. I've never been through this.
That heavy rain yesterday in northeastern Ohio causing flash flooding, forcing a lot of rescues by first responders, but luckily no injuries were reported. Some details coming out about the suicide of former New England Patriots star and convicted killer Aaron Hernandez, as we hear from Lisa Carter.
Local media in Massachusetts report Aaron Hernandez cut his finger and wrote John 3:16 in blood on his forehead. The 27-year-old also had his Bible open to that verse, which says, "Whoever believes in God shall not perish but have eternal life." There is also reportedly evidence that Hernandez smoked synthetic marijuana before hanging himself in his cell. Hernandez was serving life in prison for the 2013 murder of Odin Lloyd. Just last week, he was acquitted of fatally shooting two men outside a Boston nightclub in 2012.
And a NASA astronaut and a Russian cosmonaut are traveling together to the International Space Station as Jack Fisher, who's in space for the first time, and a veteran colleague from Russia blasted off from Kazakhstan a couple of hours ago aboard a Russian Soyuz spacecraft. A third seat that would normally hold another passenger was instead holding supplies. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Hey, smoke up, Johnny!
Yeah, well, we won't use that one when Daniel Jacobs comes on. Let's be sure of that. Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Sandy Roberto, Joe's off today, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. Well, they take us along for the ride each and every day. We got us some affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. Devices, platforms, you know the drill. We talk about it each and every day. You know, if you're heading out now or settling in, as the case may be, East Coast here, people are starting to get to their jobs. Everybody else around the country is waking up and preparing and starting to get on the low. But with that being said, you know, no matter what your routine is, you're hitting the treadmill in the morning, you're going to the gym, you're just taking a walk, or you're settling into your chair. Boom. You go right to our homepage, click on the Listen Live button. There we are. You go to one of the platforms that we were talking about, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher. There's Listen Live there. All you got to do is download the app. It's literally all it is. They don't charge. You can just click, get the programming you want. You can even go back and get programming you missed. Ultimately, that's what it comes down to. And, you know, look, we talk about it all the time. It's a different world in the media now. It's a different world in radio. We know you get your entertainment from all over the place. We stay current with it. We're one of the best at doing it here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You know, you can find us. It's not that hard. For us, one of the biggest things that motivates us here at The Attack is the guys and the girls that serve in the armed forces. American Forces Radio, they make sure they get a little taste of home. We're on it. We've been on it for a long time. We intend to remain on it for a long time to come. And if we're giving them a little warmth and comfort, not only domestically, but away from home, well, we're happy and proud to be a part of it. We'll set the table for hour two right after this. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
It's here, the biggest flooring event of the year. Lumber Liquidators 14th Annual April Sale with 5 days of once-in-a-lifetime prices on top-quality North American and European laminate from 49 cents. Pre-finished hardwood from just $1.19. Bamboo from $1.39. Get wood-look waterproof floors from 59 cents. Limited-time deals on small lots from 29 cents and more. Plus special financing. Don't miss it. New deals added daily. Get to the April Sale at Lumber Liquidators today.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
As spring brings new color to the world, why not bring new color to your walls? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the 4-Day Super Sale and save 40% off paints and stains April 21st through the 24th. With such great deals, you can give your whole home a color makeover. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Your idea here of a wrestling match here, you got 12 wrestlers around the ring, you got dancing midgets and leathers, you got everything that you've ever wanted in a match.
Very true. I'm telling you, man, Tom Hanks ripped that off. If I ever have a chance to talk to him, I'm going to ask that question, I swear. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number of The Attack. Daniel Jacobs, 25 after the hour, middleweight, and just lost to Triple G, but he's a champion in many ways, and we'll be talking to him as we go forward in this hour. You know, other storylines are out there in the world of sports. And we'll bounce it around a little bit here. One last one in the world of basketball. And maybe the last one, we'll see. But a lot of hoo-ha was made over, and that's one of those technical terms, was made over Kristaps Porzingis blowing off his exit meeting with Phil Jackson. And I was one of the people that was railing about it a little bit. You know, look, I still believe in Phil here in New York, and I know that makes me in the minority. He made a great draft pick with Porzingis. He has an opportunity here to reinforce his team going forward. I think he's going to get the right guy. Depending on how the ping pong balls fall, there will be people available. I hope if Dennis Smith out of North Carolina State is available, if he's in the six hole of the five hole, I hope that ends up being his guy. I think that kid can be all world when it's all said and done. But with that being said, they've got to clean up the mess. And I get Phil's loyalty to certain people like Kurt Rambis. And I don't know if Hornacek is going to be the guy for this team down the line. But fortunately or unfortunately, depending on your perspective, Carmelo has to go. And it needs to happen before next year. They've got to get the right mindset in that locker room. There's too much drama. There's too much garbage going on. They have a couple of good players that they can build around. Porzingis can be a star. He's got to work at it, get a little stronger. He had his moments last year. You know, he had a little impromptu press conference out in front of his Manhattan apartment. And he said, of course I love New York. I love New York. You know, he wants to remain a Knick, but He wants to win. And, you know, for people who don't get that, when you're supposed to be the cornerstone of a franchise and what you're seeing around you instead is chaos, that becomes very frustrating very quickly. And he's very young. He works hard on his game. You know, I remember the early interviews with him. And they were talking about the fact that here's a kid with the right attitude, wants to learn. He's humble. You know, he played nice with Carmelo. Carmelo played nice with him. But in his second year, the kid's not stupid. He sees what's going on. He sees the nonsense. He does not want to be a part of that, of the nonsense. You know, there were some guys that are going to be on this team. I thought their roster as constituted this year was a significantly better roster. They got off to a very good start. They were 14-10 or 15-10 at one point, and then just collapsed under the weight. You know, Willie Hernan Gomez is going to be on this roster for a long time to come, probably backed up by Marshall Plumlee. Joakim Noah, they rolled the dice. It doesn't look like it's going to work out. Kyle O'Quinn will be gone. You know, he's been a good energy player in his time here. They don't need him. Carmelo will probably be gone. Lance Thomas, he is the perfect guy off the bench. As I talked about Kuzmingas, for whatever reason, Hornacek doesn't seem to like him. If I was him, I would work significantly on my game. But he's also 27 years old. I don't know what you're going to get out of him. Maybe he's gone too. But he's the guy that really needs to come in and start as a small forward next year and average 12, 13, 14 points a game. But he doesn't play any defense. He's athletic. So here's a guy, if he wants a future with this team, he needs to work hard. You know, maybe if they feel that he can be a part of this team going forward, you deal Thomas for a second-round draft pick before the draft. Or maybe you deal this guy for a second-round pick before the draft, and you try to get a little volume. Courtney Lee, on a good team, he'd be a good fit. He's not on a good team, and he's not a good fit. Plays defense, but he's not really an elite scorer in any way, shape, or form. They need a little more of that, 10 points a game. And again, another guy. You know, he's no kid. He's 31 years old. He's not the future. So if you can replace him, you replace him. And Kristaps is your guy, him and Willie. Willie. 18 points, 7 boards for Kristaps. You want to see that get to 20-10. That's the goal. Get to 20-10. You're a star. He's 21 years old. Wants to win. Future's up there. Knicks in their final loss by winning their last game, put them in a position to be the 7th pick instead of the 6th pick. Can't even get losing right. But again, with that being said, get it done. But, you know, like I said, it going into the stories that we were looking at, it's you know, look, this kid wants to win. Wants to win. So if you're them, you got to make it happen. You got to get this roster better. Because money or no money, this kid will walk, I think, when the time comes. Because it's just, you know, you can't exist in this league with a losing mentality. And they've been losing so long at Madison Square Garden. I don't know that they know how to win anymore. Now, the other thing, before we get to Daniel Jacobs, is my girl, Serena Williams, betrayed me. Betrayed me, I tell you. She's pregnant. We're really happy for her. She's expecting a baby. Baby will come this fall. She's been out of the limelight recently, so she's a little far along. And evidently she already was when she won the Australian Open. And this is a joke, don't get it the wrong way, but I think Serena, 6 months pregnant, could beat everybody on the women's tour. Maybe one or two exceptions. But, you know, God bless her. She's a lovely person from all accounts. You know, all of these athletes have a hard time with the romantic life sometimes, just because of the fact that the traveling and all the other concerns that they have to deal with. But she announced back in December she's engaged to the guy that found Reddit, and evidently they're going to have a child. She plans on picking it up. You know, if she has the baby in September, you know, she'll appear at the U.S. Open and wave. But that's about it. You know, there's precedent for it. Kim Clijsters did it. Came back to tennis, won 3 Grand Slams. Victoria Azarenka, she's coming back to the tour. Yeah, it's really cool. It's really cool. Be happy for her. We're going to pick it up on the other side. Daniel Jacobs. Be happy for him, too. We'll be right back.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how
simple it is right now by calling for your free page publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto. We're joined by Daniel Jacobs, former middleweight champion, who lost back in March to Triple G in a decision, and will certainly be back on top of his game. But regardless of what belts he ever holds in his life, the biggest belt he holds is his survival against cancer. And welcome to the show, Daniel. Bob Black, nice to have you with us.
Oh, thanks for having me. I appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate you right back as a fellow survivor. And, you know, off the air, we were exchanging a little 411 between the camps here. And I remember your story back when, and I thought what a shame it was. And actually, I was about to go through the same thing myself, but I was a year and a half removed from there. Talk about your story a little bit. What happened to you, how you found out, and how it affected you?
Well, my story, you know, back in 2011, at the peak of my professional boxing career, I suffered from osteosarcoma. And the tumor that I had that was wrapped around my spinal cord left me partially paralyzed from the waist down. So after, you know, being paralyzed and not being able to walk, doctors told me I would never be able to box again. And not only was I able to prove the doctors wrong, but I was able to come back and be the very first cancer survivor to be a boxing world champion. So I've done very good for myself.
That's an amazing thing. And they're going to have a day for you at the Barclays Center this upcoming Saturday. And that in itself is magnificent. The fact that you've been able to recover your career is magnificent. But, you know, staying with what happened to you for a couple minutes here before we move on to other things, I know what I was thinking when they first said the words. What were you thinking when they first told you that you were sick?
Well, I just thought about my son, and I thought about my family and the important people that are around me that could be affected by me not being in their life. I thought, you know, this is the worst news that I can possibly get. And, you know, not being able to box, too, was hard to endure and embrace for me. It was, you know, it was the worst point in my life, and, you know, I'm glad that I've overcome. I'm glad that I've got to this point now where I'm able to prevail and live a normal life.
You know, I find it interesting because many times when we're interviewing athletes here, we talk about the mental discipline involved in becoming a professional athlete and then taking the next step, and you've been a champion, of becoming an elite professional athlete. Did you find that discipline that you had as an athlete helped you fight the cancer?
Oh, 100%. You know, boxing is, in my opinion, the number one reason why I was able to mentally get over the cancer battle, because if anybody knows anything about the training of fighters and boxers, we go through some pretty gruesome, you know, methods, and, you know, it helps us to overcome anything that is in our lives that are preventing us from prevailing. So I just looked at cancer as another opponent, and I was going to train and do anything necessary that it took to be victorious, and, you know, that I did.
Well, you know, you've parlayed that into a successful professional career again, but you haven't forgotten what happened and how involved with it you had to be as far as the people around you, the doctors, the support people, and everything else. And you founded your own foundation called Get in the Ring. Talk about that a little bit and give us a little 411 on that.
I mean, you hit it right on the nose. I know firsthand exactly how it is to be affected, whether it's physically, mentally, financially, from cancer. And I've always said to myself that if I got back into a position where, you know, I can help others that was in a similar position as me, it would be a great opportunity for me. And that's what we've done. We've started to get in the Ring Foundation back in 2013. And we're helping children with battling cancer, bullying, and obesity through certain wellness programs that we have, and we give their families emotional, financial support and things of that nature. And it's a really big deal because, you know, as fighters, you know, we never really have an opportunity to have the light shine on what we do outside the ring. And right. This is why I'm fortunate to, you know, be able to have these opportunities to be able to display and show to the world and let everyone know that, you know, we have these things going on. I'm grateful also to be able to have my day, my very own day, Saturday, August 22nd. And it's important to me because, for me, it lets me know that people are recognizing just who I am outside the ring. You know, it's not I'm getting my day because I'm a professional boxer and I can go in there and, you know, knock someone out. You know, I'm going there because, in my opinion, I'm receiving this award because people are realizing that I mean a lot to the community and that my work that I've displayed in the philanthropy world is being recognized. So that I'm extremely grateful for.
You know, it's funny you say that because it, you know, look, it's a lot of times, and we know who those players are. The charity work is really just surface stuff. With you, I can tell through what you say and obviously what you've been through that it means an awful lot to you. But it's funny when you're, and I don't mean it in a ha-ha way, when you're sitting in the room and you're getting ready to get your chemo, or in my case, chemo and radiation, and, you know, you survived a 9-hour surgery and everything else. Cancer don't care if you're a celebrity. Cancer don't care if you're famous. You know,
absolutely. It doesn't have any type of thing on it whatsoever. I mean, cancer would trigger, and that's the thing too. When I go and I see, you know, kids in the hospital battling cancer, it's just, you know, it's so devastating. Cancer, it could be so brutal, and, you know, it just, for me to know that I survived and I can give back in the ways that I do, it just makes my heart warm.
Sure makes you appreciate things, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Life is definitely in perspective now.
You know, it's funny. I used to walk through. I had to go through this center where I got treated, where it was the downstairs was specifically for breast cancer, and I would go through, and I was amazed at how many younger people were in that center, and it just devastated me to see these young girls going through this and knowing that, you know, many of them wouldn't survive. Some would, many wouldn't. And so, you know, it gave me an appreciation for that as well. It definitely changed my life. Let's go into the ring. We got to upbeat this even more. you took a loss to Triple G, but it was a decision. How did you feel coming out of there? I mean, obviously you would have liked to have won, but how did you feel overall about your performance?
Well, overall about my performance, I thought I did a fantastic job. I think ultimately when I stepped outside of the ring, whether it was with the decision or not, I think I won the hearts of the fans. I think we definitely are stepping in the right direction as far as, you know, building more of a fan base, building more of a network where people are going to, you know, support me now because they see that I'm top-notch and I'm world-class and I'm a great fighter and great person. You know, when you have those qualities as a boxer, people love those things. And I think, you know, we're really in a good position to be a superstar in the sport and, you know, do some really good things within the sport as well.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, you know, what you did to Peter Quill, and I remember that shot like it was yesterday, was amazing. You know, you've done some pretty heavy lifting as far as you got a killer instinct with you. You knock people out. And this time goes the distance. You proved you could do that as well. Regardless of the loss, do you feel like that was the completion of you as a professional as far as, hey, I can do every aspect of this sport?
Absolutely. I think the biggest thing for me, too, is proving to myself that, you know, I'm worthy of being at the top. And I'm worthy of going the distance with the best and being in there with the best. You know, to have an amateur background such as I do and to go through a professional career, you don't know until you actually step in there with the best that you are the best. And that's in my opinion, what I've proved to myself. So, you know, I'm content and I'm looking forward to bigger and better things.
Well, what does the future hold in the near?
Well, the future is, like I said before, it's bright. Right now we're just waiting to see the near horizons as far as what key players are going to be options for my next bout. And I think after the Chavez-Canelo fight, we'll have more of an understanding of which directions we're going to take. But either way, I'm excited just to be getting back into the ring. You know, this is an exciting time for me in my career.
Well, I want to keep you on course. I appreciate the couple minutes. You know how I feel about the whole situation. And, you know, I hope we get to meet at some point in time. And please, before you go, first, enjoy your day on Saturday. I think it's wonderful. Second,
thank you.
Give us more information about the Get in the Ring Foundation, how it can be reached and how money can be contributed.
Oh, well, thank you very much for the opportunity. For my foundation, you can reach us at getintheRing.org. And in the website, you can see how people can contribute, whether that's just small donations, buying the merchandise, whatever it is. Whether it's you seeing what we have going on or whatever ways you can support, it's on our website. And we have social media outlets as well, Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. It's GIR Knockout. So thank you, everyone, for their support.
Well, Daniel, thank you for the couple of minutes. You know, continued success, more important, continued good health, and I'm sure our paths will cross somewhere down the line. Thanks for the time.
Thank you very much. You take care.
You too. Daniel Jacobs, going to have his day Saturday in Barclays Center, and, you know, they're going to make a movie about that someday. They really are. You know, guy's been a champion, lost his championship, he'll be a champion again. No question about it, but... good stuff there. Tough guy. Real calm. You can hear it in his voice. His life was changed. You know, everything happens for a reason. Maybe that was the reason for him. We'll pick it up on the other side with more of the attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with the Sherwin-Williams Tip of the Week. Give your home a new look with a fresh coat of paint in the latest color. Get started by removing all drapes, cover plates, and pictures. Next, move the furniture to the center of the room and cover with plastic drop cloths. Fill gaps and sand smooth. Remove dust from walls and tape off woodwork. Now you're ready to paint. Do the ceiling first. Now a word from Sherwin-Williams.
As spring brings new color to the world, why not bring new color to your walls? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the 4-Day Super Sale and save 40% off paints and stains April 21st through the 24th. With such great deals, you can give your whole home a color makeover. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Is that beautiful or what?
Yeah, that one fell into the beautiful category, not the or what category. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto Joe's off today. Daniel Jacobs coming on. I was looking forward to that since last night when I found out about it. Good story all the way around. Good stuff. Again, it's sometimes it just works out right for people. And, it worked out right for him, at least thus far. And, you know, he's a longtime survivor now. So that's something that you hope it's in the books and in his past and, you know, we'll make it work out. A couple of football stories here in his last big segment. And after all the rumor and speculation and his kid not knowing what he was talking about and all that kind of good stuff and being replaced by Tony Romo, Phil Simms lands on the panel at the NFL Today. And, I had a feeling all along that he was going to land on his feet somewhere. Joe and I speculated, about whether or not it was going to be college, because he would be fine as the lead analyst. Whether it was going to be maybe demoted to the second chair, which, you know, it happens. Brent Musburger took the hit, and he managed to survive. But the fit with Phil Simms on the dais, as it were, of NFL Today is a good fit. And it will loosen him up to be a little more opinionated. He is very well comfortable on a set. And for people who don't know, he does his show on Showtime along with James Brown and along with Boomer Esiason. Excuse me. And... you know, look, it's a comfortable fit. Let's put it that way. If you've ever watched their show, he's real at ease working with Boomer. They have a good chemistry. He's at ease working with James Brown. They have a good chemistry. So this is a natural fit. And the more that they kept silent about what was going on, the more I felt that he was going to end up landing with CBS for the long term. Now, you know, will they renew him a couple of years down the line? I don't know. But there's no worries about him fitting in on the set. And it's going to be Brown, Cower, Boomer, and Bart. And Bart Scott. And that's a good fit. Tony Gonzalez was stiff. You know. He wasn't getting it done. They picked him up right after his retirement. Good looking guy. Personable. And he went on to the panel, but he wasn't really bringing much to the table. And part of it was no training in television. And, you know, it was average. And this was after Dan Marino and Shannon Sharp departed. You know, Marino rarely brought anything to the table, and Shannon Sharp can barely speak. So it wasn't anything that I was surprised in at the time. And it's not unusual to bring in the flavor of the month or the flavor of the year, whatever the circumstances were. Look, they have to appeal to a younger demographic. It's all well and good that these guys come in after their playing career and they want to make it in the broadcast booth, and hopefully for them, it'll end up being a smooth transition. In the case of Tony Gonzalez, it wasn't. He'll move on with the rest of his life. He got a nice check for 3 years. Phil will slide in there. Is it a little New York-centric? Yeah, maybe. But Phil and Boomer have been doing national enough where it's they have a pretty good grasp of everything that's going on with these other teams. You know, Boomer doing Monday Night Football for all those years and hosts his own show in New York. Phil, been calling games forever. He's up on every single team in the league, and he was doing double duty doing the Thursday night games. So they're not going to lose anything by sliding him into the chair. There'll be a little bit of an adjustment. But, I mean, you think about it. Sims put 20 years in the booth. And it seems as if behind the scenes, and I don't know how much of this I buy, but they had been discussing, supposedly, at least according to Sean McManus, of moving him into a studio role anyway. Phil's 60. Not old. He looks good. He said the double duty wasn't wearing on him. But now, you know, they're putting it out there that Gonzalez decided to step aside due to the fact that he lives in Los Angeles. Well, you know, for 20 weeks, I could make that trip for that kind of money. I think it was a mutual parting of the best interest of his family is to continue with the job. Well, you know, you're flying in on a Saturday and you're going to work on a Sunday. That's not exactly heavy lifting. But Sims is still based out of New Jersey, so it's a smooth transition for him. No travel. Like I said, little New York heavy, especially with Bart Scott in there. So we'll see how that plays out. I enjoyed Bart Scott. I truly did. So, you know, we'll see how it plays out. But they all is well and happy in Kumbaya land in CBS. And that's a good thing. I kind of had a feeling it was going to play out that way. By the way, at the White House yesterday, you know, and of course now sports is politics. So everybody's trying to make a big deal that people didn't show up. Well, they don't show up for a lot of stuff. Give it a rest. Gronk crashes Sean Spicer's press briefing. And Spicer at first looked like somebody was coming in to shoot him or the Trump had showed up. But, you know, they're out on the portico. And Gronk comes through the door and pops his head in, scares the hell out of Spicer. He goes, you need some help? Spicer's like, I think I got this. That was good. I have this image of Gronk wandering around the White House, straightening out paintings, sampling the goods, as it were. You know, funny. But Spicer was amused by it. You know, they did the traditional give the 45 jersey, whatever presidential number it is, that's the jersey that the president gets. And it looked like everybody was having a good time. You know, for crying out loud, for once, let's not politicize something that is just, you know, a day of celebration. Seriously. Yeah. But everything's got to be a politic. Oh, let's compare the photo. Who cares? Now, the other thing, and, you know, look, draft's around the corner. We're going to amp it up a little bit next week with the National Football League. But the Bucs, Tampa Bay, is going to be on Hard Knocks. And Dirk Cutter didn't want to be on it at all. But management and ownership decided they wanted to. as Cutter said, I like watching the show. I wish I wasn't on it. They say it's not a distraction. It is a distraction. There's cameras everywhere, and although players are used to it, they get interviewed a lot within the process of trying to prepare for it. And when they're in meetings and film study and organized practices and contact drills and everything else during the course of training camp, don't kid yourself. These players are aware that there's additional cameras, there's additional media presence. All their social media is live with what went on in that particular episode. And I think HBO does a good job of parsing it, where they have some stuff following the coach, some stuff following the stars, but also they have the intrigue stories and the human interest stories of the free agent that's trying to make the team, or the guy that gets hurt in camp who was projected to be an impact guy, and all the stuff that goes along with preparing for the season. But the reality is, it's a distraction. And back in 2014, Cutter was with the Falcons. And as he said, he did his best to stay off camera. Well, 2014 didn't turn out too well for Atlanta. You've had the Rams, the Texans, the Falcons, the Bengals, the Dolphins, the Jets, the Cowboys, the Chiefs, and the Ravens. Only team that's won a Super Bowl is the Ravens in that time frame with the exposure on the show. Nobody else has. As a matter of fact, many of those teams have taken a step back. You know, you saw what happened to the Dolphins. And anyway, look, it wasn't a result of the show. But Philbin was the coach. They bring in Ocho Cinco. He immediately prostituted himself for the camera. There was off-the-field stuff going on. It put Philbin square under the spotlight, where he had to make a hard decision on a player that perhaps behind closed doors he could have kept around a little bit. Now, ultimately, it didn't matter because Ocho was done. But it was an unwanted spotlight on a situation that erupted in camp. And it wasn't good. And this, to me, this year is a turning point year for Tampa Bay. They have a lot of pieces in place. They have a stout defense. They have a very good wide receiver. Their offensive line is suspect. Their running attack is solid, but it needs to get better. Their quarterback is on the cusp of either becoming elite or going backwards. Key year for Jameis. Not his fault. He got thrown in as the starter from Jump Street. But there's no fallback for the Bucs. Glennon's gone. Everything is in his lap. And the staff obviously feels that he's up to the task. Cutter goes into his second season as the head coach. Still unproven in many ways. You know, again, this is not, as far as I'm concerned, the ideal situation for a team in this position to be involved in. Like I said, I watch the show. I love it. I love watching what goes on. But for the players, for the coaching staff, for the preparation, maybe not so much. We'll wrap up this edition of The Attack on the Other Side. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. I want to thank Daniel Jacobs for coming on board. Don't forget, if you can get to the Barclays Center this Saturday, it's his day there. And rightfully so, and very well earned, surviving. And, you know, look, it's y'all have known what I've gone through, and you know what he had was 10 times worse. And not only survived it, but thrived afterwards. And, you know, what's a better story than that? You know, other storylines, NBA goes back at it again tonight. You know what the matchups are. And draft right around the corner. Guys are coming, going, rising, falling. Just a little on the... you know where my loyalties lie. Oklahoma State, ignoring the ref's error, they engraved their rings with 11-2. You know, the loss to Central Michigan early in the season, they refused to accept it. It's all fun. Look, they won the Alamo Bowl, and you know, they for those of you who don't remember, Central Michigan got awarded an untimed down. And they scored on a Hail Mary. So, officially it was 10-3. Gundy doesn't want it. He's calling it 11-2. And, you know, Jamel Hill had an issue with it. Michael Smith, not so much. It's all in good fun. That's all it is. The official record's going to say 10-3, so relax. relax. They're just having a little fun. You got to love Gundy. He's passionate about what he does. Well, that's it for the attack. Again, thanks to Daniel Jacobs for coming on board. Thanks to Robert for keeping it all on track. And special thanks to you, the listening audience. For Joe Spano, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.